I'm Paul Rutherford. Follow Wrexham AFC on Callum FM.
It's 11:01 PM on the 1st of December, and I'm at Media City in Salford to record the 20th anniversary episode of BBC Five Live's World Football Phone-In. What's that got to do with Wrexham? Let me explain. Well, part of why this is due to Wrexham is about what I'm up to, because I'm about to start quite the broadcast marathon. A 4-hour broadcast on the BBC through the night from 1 o'clock until five, and then I'm heading back to the racecourse to do my usual pre-match preparations and commentate on the Wrexham Maidenhead game. So I'm going to be interested to see whether I'm actually on my knees by the end of the match or not. So it's my own little personal crusade. But the phone-in, why is that relevant to us, and what exactly is going on tonight? Well, the show itself is remarkable. Every Friday night, listeners phoning in, hosted by the irrepressible Dotun Adebayo, a superb host, somebody who imbues enthusiasm and knowledge to the show, but most importantly is a great party host. He keeps everybody involved, he keeps everybody feeling valued, knowing that they're wanted. His regular guest, Tim Vickery, amazing journalist whose standards are really the sorts that everybody in journalism thus should be aspiring to. Remarkably knowledgeable, terrific with his anecdotes, and able to put a sense of humour and sharpness into everything that he does. And they're joined by other regular guests who liven up the conversation. It's been an institution for 20 years. Like I said, this is the 20th anniversary broadcast, and that's why they're inviting people in to join them and have something of a party in Salford. But it's also something which has influenced the work of the media team enormously. I'm very proud of putting together the highlights. I love to do it. But my real love is the football club's podcasts. I absolutely adore putting things together. I love putting them out. We were early adopters of podcasting. We've been doing the podcast for over 10 years, post-match and otherwise, starting with the post-match ones. And frankly, it was World Football Phone-In that was my inspiration. It's one of the very, very, very early podcasts and has always been a remarkable listen. I couldn't tell you how long it is since I've been listening to it, but it's a really good chunk of those 20 years. And not a week goes by without listening in the car or walking around in my headphones to the show. I'm a religious listener. It's wonderful. It's radio gold. It's not just a broadcast about football. It's something which also makes you feel welcomed and wanted. There are plenty of listeners who have no interest in football, but they talk about society and the things that influence football and just the camaraderie. That draws them in. And it's a major part of what I want to achieve through the club's media team and through our podcasting. And now we're on Callan FM as well through that. And now, like an excited and slightly hyperventilating fanboy, here I am entering Media City to join in.
So welcome back to a very special World Football Phone-In. We're celebrating 20 years now of the programme here on Up All Night, and with us throughout our live audience here in Salford, cheer from you guys, for you guys, it's more like it. And our South American football expert Tim Vickery is with us, also known as the legend Dino. He's been doing this phone-in now, or at least this item on the phone-in, for since 1997. 20 years.
You've made a happy man very old.
Well, I'm inside, so ready. A terrific party atmosphere building up. There's a company, a baker's, who listen through the night while they're working the night shift and will chip in with comments about football down in Cornwall. And they provided 50 pasties for the occasion. Village Bakery, you might want to do that for the media team on a regular basis at the racecourse, just saying. It's one of those lovely moments where things actually more than live up to expectations. We've met Dotun and Tim Vickery, both of whom just want to spend time chatting. They really are welcoming people. And Paul Sarah is the European expert as well. And it's all building up rather nicely. I'm almost forgetting the fact that I'm going to be commentating on the Maidenhead game, having not slept for, 34 hours?
So I think that this group, Group H, is... I think it's got four really well-balanced teams. We've got four different confederations represented, which if you look elsewhere, we've got lots of doubled up Europeans. And I think Group H is where it's, I think that's going to be the most exciting group. But everywhere, everywhere.
Is that where the best football would be played, you reckon, as well?
I think if we're talking best football, we're probably not going to be at a World Cup.
Well, we're part of the way through. And it's terrific in an atrium in the middle of the media city. The show's been cracking along, guest contributions via Skype from lots of people from around the world, experts who've long left it, the show, but are coming back to have a say hello for the anniversary programme. I've managed to chip in as the only person in the room who thinks England aren't going to get out of their group, and well, I'm not sure that went down too well. As pretty much everyone else here was English, but nonetheless, I'm sure you'd be proud that I've tried to do the right thing and stand up for our Welsh roots. But this is a terrific experience, and you know, just what I expected, in all honesty, and something that frankly inspires me in what I want to go on to do with the media team and with our work on Callum.
22 centre-backs.
Cannavaro.
Hang on.
Well, just stop throwing it into the crazy cold of speculation.
You're trying to influence the vote here, aren't you, Mark? What are you going for?
Well, we're no doubt going to fill this team with fey, delicate, creative players. We've got two full-backs who won't defend at all, so I want someone of heart and character who will fight for the team. Carles Puyol, Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a popular choice. Everybody's nodding. James, you're going for that. Faisal, you're going for that. Amadeep, you're going for that as well. Rob, you're going for that. Almost a full house.
Wow, it's over. 4 hours just flew by. That was such a treat. And never mind sleep deprivation. It was massively, massively worth it. Really, really brilliant. I got my full share of selfies. I don't care if I'm middle-aged. I'm getting those photos, sticking them on Twitter and feeling proud. That was brilliant. And like I said, it reignites your passion for broadcasting. It reminds you of why you want to do it. When you see a community coming together like that, well, it reminds you of, firstly, how pleasing it is to have a community-run club, how pleasing it is that we now broadcast on a community-run station, and, well, it just inspires you to keep going and doing more and more things to draw people in. What a treat that was. Okay, it's 5:45. I better head back to Wrexham. I believe there's a game on this afternoon.
I'm Sam Wedgbury. Follow Wrexham AFC on Callan FM.